That was Bo Diddley, Same Man from 1959. Good morning. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD. Here when you need us, I'm Dana Erskine. And in studio with me, I have Mike Thompson.
Hello, hello.
Yes. So you have a show called Radio Cosmos. It airs every Friday from 7 to 9. Can you tell me about your show?
9 to midnight.
9 to midnight. You're right. I'm thinking Boomer Bill right now.
Yeah.
I had Boomer Bill on last week, so my brain is...
I just dream of one day being as good at putting a show together as he is, so that's fine. You can mistake me with him anytime. Yeah, it's a great show. We have a lot of fun. The whole idea when we put it together was to... first of all, it was supposed to be a rock and roll show. It's Friday night, you know, to get ready for your weekend, so it's always upbeat and a lot of 80s, 90s music. Little bit of new stuff, a little bit of older stuff thrown in there for flavor.
Okay.
But really the whole idea is just kind of look at music in its fullness. And by that I mean, you know, there's different styles and things, but there's so much that goes into music that makes it similar. And artists and where mm-hmm. they come from and how they write their music and things like that and trends. And then there's the business side of music, which I'm not an expert in by any means. But, you know, having been around experts, some, and done some recording and things, you know, you learn things along the way and you say, hey, this, you know, the reason why this trend happened was influenced by the change in the way labels were doing business or something like that. So we kind of look at things like that. And then I'm a recording artist myself. So a lot of times we look at, you know, stylistically the music. How did they do that? Or why did they do that? Or why did this trend happen at this point? You know, because technology changed or something.
Yeah.
So we're not overly technical. It's still about the music.
Yeah.
But we try to put things together. You know, I don't do, hey, this today we're doing songs with the number 3 in them.
Yeah.
You know, we don't really kind of do that set list. But we might talk about, you know, the influence of a new piece of, you know, when synthesizers became available, instead of just a Moog, you could go buy a DX7 and have all these sounds, and, you know, and the music changed, you know, and the good and the bad of that, because, of course, anytime you get anything new, it gets overdone.
Right. Yeah. You know, people, everybody 80s. Jumps on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, that's so cool, because I think it's really fun that you get to... I think people really like the background of everything, you know, the why behind.
Yeah,
the
well, I mean, if you just want to listen to music, there's lots of outlets, you know, that don't even have DJs on them anymore, and they just play music, and you can hear Top 40 and hear classic rock or whatever. You know, if you want to basically have a musical discussion, then, you know, just say, come on over. That's what we do here.
Yeah.
You know, a little deeper.
So okay.
The people that listen to this radio show are much higher intellectual and social quality than those stations. Just playing, guys.
Exactly. Yes. All jokes. How long have you been hosting the show? How long have you been a DJ?
Wow. You know, it's funny because I didn't grow up with this dream of being on with this voice. Yeah. I'm going to be on the radio.
You have a great radio voice.
I have a great radio face. Yeah. our friend and conspirator, Tom Hoots, wrangled me into this.
He does probably, that a lot.
Yeah. He keeps, and I'm just an easy target, I think. He keeps coming back to me. Probably, let's see, it was before the hurricane, so probably about 5 years we've been doing this now.
Okay.
I mean, we're on episode 200 and we're almost to episode 300.
Okay.
So if you can do the math and put a hurricane in there and a couple of repeats and, you know. So that's pretty good stuff.
No, that is good. That is good.
I'm frankly amazed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really, for the first 2.5 years, 3 years, I was just waiting for the phone call of, hey, Mike, we appreciate everything you've done, but we got a real show to put in there now, you know.
No, you have a great show.
Oh, thank you.
So, you know, Tom kind of wrangled you in this. Mm-hmm. Was the idea, did y'all brainstorm together or did you kind of come up with the idea on your own? What inspired you to do the show?
Well, really, you know, I started thinking about, like I said, I didn't really have this big ambition to be a, you know, a radio personality.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of thought, well, what's in it for me?
Yeah.
You know, frankly. And I said, well, you know, I like music and I'm a musical person since I've always been. You know, my parents were, and I analyze things. I'm an engineer, so I think. So it's a nice outlet to kind of put things together and talk about it. So basically, I came up with a handful of things, you know, that it's like, I would love to do the show, but these are the... This is what I have to have to do it.
Yeah.
Which I'm making this sound much more like, you know, like they had to have me. But you know what I mean.
You know, because
I thought
sense.
About it. And I said, first of all, I want to, you know, I want to do a rock and roll show because that's my sweet spot. You know, that's where I live. And that's what they wanted. So that was easy.
Yeah.
You know, number two, I wanted to play. I didn't want a playlist.
Yeah.
I wanted to play what I wanted to play.
Yeah.
And that's really what they wanted, too. And I was like, great. Because one of the big things I like to do is either discover new music, my, you know, in my search of putting a show together, I like to find new bands and new music, you know, which I might not even know. And the other thing is all these little niche bands that I've liked over the years, you know, to get out and play them. And you're never going to hear them, you know, on the radio. I mean, every week I do a producer song.
Yeah.
Which 50 people that are listening to the show just went, producers, Everybody else is like, who? You know?
Yeah.
And you might remember one of their two of their hits, but I play just right through their catalog. I mean, every week I play a new song in order off of the albums.
Yeah.
Because I want to, you know.
Exactly.
And so, you know, it's stuff like that. So, and the other thing I wanted to do was promote local artists, local recording artists. Nothing against everyone else, but the people that have really put in the effort and the time and the money to create a recording. You know, and give them a platform because, you know, I grew up here in Panama City and there was no platform for original music.
Yeah.
So I wanted to produce that. And that's when everybody's eyes got big around. They're like, yes, because we want community radio. We want local programming.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I was like, great. And then the last thing I was like, well, I have recorded some albums, so I want to play my music. You
know? Exactly.
And they were like, yeah, knock yourself out.
A little self-promotion right
there. Yeah, no, yeah. So I don't overdo it. I mean, there's some weeks I don't play any of my stuff. And then at the most, you know, one, maybe
well,
two.
Well, I know.
And it's usually if it fits the kind of what we're talking about, I'll put one in.
Absolutely.
I don't just, hey, it's Mike's time, you know, and up we go.
Exactly, exactly. So you talked about playing some local artists. Can you just name off a few names?
Oh, wow. You know, I always have to start with Ashley Feller.
Yeah.
Because she is my go-to guinea pig. we did the Panama City Songwriter Festival one year, and they matched us together in one of these rounds, you know. And I had met her before, but, you know, sitting with her, playing with her, and listening to her tell her stories, she's just wonderful. And, so when we did started the radio show, she's the first person I call, say, hey, I want to do an interview. I want you to come on and play and sing. And then we did the TV show. She was the first guest.
I love
and
that.
And when I set up this this original Music Monday thing that we're doing at the beach, the first weekend of every month, the first Monday of every month, we do three artists. It's like two singles or duos and then a full band doing all original music, and she was the first one that I was like the first person to play at that.
I love that is so awesome.
So she's great. Love you, Ashley.
Yes, that's awesome.
But you know, we've had Jack and Jen on there recently.
Oh, they're great.
We've had blues people. We've had, you know, that'd be like the Healers.
Yeah.
Kelly Hundley and the Healers, and then a lot of the people that have made it over here to the morning show, because we try to
either
steal
that.
Your talent or send you people, whichever way you want to look at it. But
we coordinate. Yeah. I think that'd be a good way.
You know, a lot of the singles peoples and stuff doing more acoustic stuff is great, and I love it. They're talented, and they're a special kind of talented because they can carry it without everything else.
Absolutely,
you know,
no, I agree.
But I really have a warm spot for the bands, the groups. Because it's hard to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to get a group of people to write music and play it and record it and get out and, you know, so, you know, when you're young and excited and you're, you know, I'm gonna get a record contract and take over the world and be the next big thing, it's one thing.
Yeah.
But when you get on down the road a little bit, you know, you're just doing it for the love of the music because you're not the package anymore. Yeah. You know, people might love your songs, but you're not young and beautiful. Unless, of course, your mind plays, and then you just don't button your shirt up.
Well, we're
spoken truly from complete jealousy, though. Love those guys.
Well, we are going to take a quick break.
Okay.
But we're going to talk a little bit about your TV show and your band a little bit later in the break.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a quick break. Well, when we come back, we'll get the weather. We'll talk about the TV show and all that on The Mix.
Thank you.